Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. As I probably say on so many shows, I'm very excited to do this show. This is going to be a show that's going to really change up people's way of thinking around commitment, around relationship, and around marriage. Listen, if you're in a situation right now where you're not 100% fulfilled in your relationships, your marriage, maybe you've got one foot in, one foot out. Maybe you're not 100% in anymore. Maybe things have kind of slowed down for you and you're feeling like, you know, why am I even doing this anymore, right? Well, a lot of people go through that. But a lot of people come out on the other side healthier, stronger, more vital. Their marriages are really stronger than they've ever been. Their relationships are stronger than they've ever been. Their commitments are stronger. All of that. But, you know, sometimes when we're in that place where we feel like it's hopeless, it seems like that's never going to happen. Well, I have an expert today on my show. We're going to take a deep dive into some of the beliefs, strategies, wisdom, the values that maybe will help you reconnect with and give you some of the tools that you can use to reconnect with yourself and then with your relationship in much greater ways. So if that's you, stay tuned. And if you're going, well, my relationship is going great now, well, you want to stay and listen to this show also, because we're going to give you some tips to how to take that relationship to a much higher level. All right, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to have my very special guest.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I have my very special guest, which I told you I would have. Her name is Samantha Kao. Samantha, welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show.
Thanks for having me here. It's such a privilege and a pleasure.
Oh, so good to have you. Well, for those of you who don't know Samantha, let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a TEDx speaker. She's an author. She's an esteemed marriage coach. She's recognized for her counterculture approach to transforming relationships as the founder of GEMS with Samantha Kao and the creator of the Inner Mosaic Method. She's a beacon for individuals yearning to break through negative family patterns and lay foundations for loving and trusting relationship. She's on a mission to save 10 million marriages. Well, let's start with the marriages on my show. So here we go.
Oh, thank you, Ken.
Yeah, man, that's so cool. You've done so much. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to step up on a TEDx stage or write a book, which we're going to get to your book a little later on.
Yeah.
How did you decide this is what your life path is going to be? I'm going to be helping people with their marriages. And how'd you get there?
I don't know that I chose it. It chose me.
It happens.
And I think that's the best way to know what you're meant to do in the world. Well, I am a product of divorced parents, divorced grandparents on both sides of my family. And I, as a little girl, it's not that I had a horrible experience with not knowing my parents being together, but I wanted something different. So I swore to myself that I would never get divorced when I got older, especially if I had children. And then fast forward all these years, and I got married to my high school sweetheart. We had a daughter actually right out of high school, and we got married years later, had two more girls. I was in graduate school for marriage and family therapy and found myself on the brink of divorce. Like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
And
it happened.
Yeah. So I really fell into this work. Yes, I was already going to school to do marriage and family therapy. But psychology in general fell into my life organically. My name, Samantha, actually, I have a plaque, like someone gave it to me long ago. And my name apparently means listener. So I was destined to be a therapist and a coach, I think.
I love it. Well, did you, so I gotta fast forward. Did the marriage work out, or did you become one of the
That's the big question, right? Yes, it did work out. I was able to save my marriage. And even when he wasn't willing to do the work, which is how now I get to share a unique way for people to transform their relationships when there isn't two willing partners. And it wasn't only once, but actually twice that we were on the brink of divorce. And the second time, though, was about a year and a half ago. While I was writing my book, my husband said, I'm not in love with you anymore. I want more freedom. I just want to do my own thing. And it was right about publishing time, almost publishing time. And it was a really big shocker. But what had happened was he was falling back into some of his depression and his addiction. And I realized, oh, this is what's happening. And I, you know, I'm always the bad guy against the disease of addiction because I'm the one that promotes health and wellness. And so, yeah, I was able to, the first time I just did it. I didn't know what I was doing. The second time, though, I applied all the principles that I teach other people to save their marriages in my own again, but more consciously. So, yeah, it works. Wow. And it worked twice for me.
And, you know, it's interesting because your story and mine are very similar. You know, my parents were divorced. My grandmother was divorced several times. On one side and my other side, my other grandmother, I don't think she ever was divorced, but she was widowed several times, right? Okay. So, yeah, it was interesting. And then I followed that same pattern. I swore I would never get divorced. And I ended up getting divorced 10 years into my marriage when I had two children, right? One of the biggest regrets I ever had. I don't have the regret now because I see the past. But for many years, that was a big regret. That was a big regret, right? You know, but you can't change the past. So you got to move on at some point. But we can learn from people's mistakes. And I'm so glad that you didn't have to go through that. So, you know, this is going to be an interesting show.
I think so.
You know, I want to know this. Why do you think marriage, you know, a lot of times there's great therapists out in the world, but a lot of times I hear this time and time again, you know, they go to the therapy and it just fails. It just doesn't work for them. And so they move on. They go to the, you know, I've got people, family members that went to the marriage therapy freedom show.
I think so.
You know, I want to know this. Why do you think marriage, you know, a lot of times there's great therapists out in the world, but a lot of times I hear this time and time again, you know, they go to the therapy and it just fails. It just doesn't work for them. And so they move on. They go to the, you know, I've got people, family members that went to the marriage therapy freedom show.
I think so.
You know, I want to know this.
Are still in very much so a very codependent culture. We are taught very subliminally, subconsciously to look for a partner that completes us, that we are in a space where even our romance culture promotes codependency, to say it, you know, point blank. And
yeah, in what ways do they promote the codependency? So it's not an interdependent where we're interdependent on each other. It's a codependent where you're relying on somebody else to entertain you or do your work or, you know, whatever.
Form of codependency that to my understanding and my definition, it's not, you know, I'm not reading it from anywhere. This is just my personal understanding, is that you're relying on other people, places, and things to determine how you feel. You're not creating these feelings from inside out. You're allowing circumstance, situation, and condition to dictate if you're happy, if you're sad, if you're hurt, if you're mad. And we're giving away our power to another person, place, or thing. And many times the most power we give away to is our spouse. And so when we're not happy, it's because they don't listen. They're not loving or affectionate anymore. We don't have intimate, meaningful conversations. And that external result is what we say is the reason why or the cause of our feelings. So we have it backwards.
I tell you, one of my favorite quotes is no one can make you unhappy if you choose to be happy, and nobody can make you happy if you choose to be unhappy.
Exactly.
Right? Is that piece? But that has choice in it. See, that has choice.
Yes.
So what you're saying, a lot of people don't realize that they have choice within themselves. Mm-hmm. To create their own happiness. And if we're looking outside ourselves, whether it's like you just said, a person, you know, a place, things, you know, drugs, alcohol, shopping, sex, if you're looking outside yourself to make yourself happy, it'll give you a temporary buzz or what have you. But that's it. The happiness isn't there.
Yeah. And to complete the answer of your question about why marriage therapy, you know, all these people going to therapy and we're still not fixing all these marriages, is because even the idea of marriage therapy is you're going into this to kind of change the other, right? It still has this dependency on the other person changing. And it's a false belief that creates a lot of failures. Marriage therapy actually failed for me and my husband as well in our journey, in our story. And I was already... Yeah. graduated with my master's degree, and I'm like, oh my gosh, how is this not working? We went to the best, almost one of the best on island, right, in Hawaii, marriage therapist, and it failed. So because we were waiting.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of good marriage therapists out there. And so we're not, you know, this isn't about knocking marriage therapy.
No, I love
what I know is this, is that if your marriage is in trouble, it's a quest for you. Okay.
Yes.
And meaning that, sure, you may try a marriage therapist. Great. You might find the best one in the world and they help you. If they don't, then you go find a marriage coach or a marriage counselor, or you find education on it.
Yes.
You go and you get Samantha's book that we're going to be talking about. You get education so that you can start to understand that the way you're thinking has got you here. And if you keep thinking the way you think, you're going to stay stuck. So there's way, if you don't change it up, then nothing's going to happen, right?
Yeah, it's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, you know, I have a story, you know, where when I first got engaged to my wife, a lady gave us some really good advice. She said, don't just focus on human love. Human love is very finicky. You love them, you hate them. You love them, you hate them. Focus on, and she used these words, focus on infinite love. And at the time, I didn't know what that meant. It's, you know, it's a form of unconditional love, but even at a higher level. And I went, wow, that's really good advice. Who tells anybody that these days, right? Anyway, that's one of the fundamental keys to my relationship today. When we get back from this break, I'm going to ask Samantha, what are the fundamental keys to a good relationship? So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Welcome back, everybody. I'll be right back with Samantha in just 1 second. I did want to let you know that the way this show grows is you. And this show is all about you, for you, and are scripted. We script it all out for you so that you'll grow, you'll learn, you'll develop, you'll be able to have an outstanding, fulfilling life. And if that sounds compelling to you, go to our YouTube channel and subscribe at Voices of Courage. You won't miss an episode if you do that. And also, you know, this show is about service. We're of service to you, and a lot of our audience is of service to the show. They're telling their family, their friends, people about the show so that the show can grow, and together we can make the changes we need to uplift our communities and our society. So I hope you'll take me up on that. All right, back to Samantha. Samantha, all right, we're talking about relationship. We're talking about, you know, the courage to really step into an amazing relationship. What are the fundamental keys to good relationships?
I think if I were to boil it down to just one thing for relationships to succeed, I like to say that all healthy relationships are built on a foundation of self-trust. And I say this with a capital T, because as you were speaking about it earlier, Ken, you were talking about infinite love, right? It's this trust in a higher power, in the universe, in God, and whatever you subscribe to, but understanding that there are forces greater than ourselves at work here, and knowing that everything is happening for our highest and best good. And then from that outward in motion, also building the trust within yourself. Most relationships, I feel, have turmoil and trials and tribulations and challenges, mainly because there's a lack of self-trust in the relationship, and it just comes out sidewards. I like to say our partner is a perfect reflection of our internal belief system. So where are we lacking trust in ourselves as we walk in the world? So yeah, I will pause there.
Well, I agree with you. In fact, one of my good friends, Stephen Covey, wrote the book, The Speed of Trust. And, you know, he wrote it primarily for business, but quite frankly, the principles in that book are all about everything we do in life, right? Yeah. You know, without trust, can we even have respect for ourselves or anyone else?
I mean, without trust, can we have compassion? Yeah, it's harder. And in these marriages, people are saying, I lost trust in my partner because they did X, Y, Z. right? For me, it was, oh, I can't trust my husband because he lied to me about his addiction for 10 years. And it's so backwards. It doesn't matter if he earns my trust back or if he's trustworthy. What matters was that moment that I found out that I was lied to for 10 years made me question everything about myself. I didn't think, I was like, where were the red flags? How did I not see it? How did I not know? And when I did that, it was just, that was a profound, that's where my foundation shook and it cracked, right? And so it's rebuilding self-trust in a healthy way, not this facade of, oh yeah, I'm confident, I trust myself, I know what I'm doing. This true, calm, confident trust in yourself and the decisions that you make in any given moment, in any situation. So I said to myself, it doesn't matter if I trust my husband. What matters is that I trust myself that if he were to relapse, if something were to happen, that I know that I would handle it with grace, with kindness, with love, with courage. And I would show my girls, I have three girls, show my daughters that you can do this and you will grow through it. You will come out on the other side and everything will be okay. And that's all I needed to know.
Yeah, I think one of the greatest challenges people have, when especially when they're betrayed, you know, betrayal with, you know, maybe another, they cheat on you or they lie to you or they, you know, they do something. They say that, you know, they've done something they don't do. The biggest challenge I think people have is like you just said, finding themselves. But, you know, to find oneself, one has to let go of the past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, how did you let go of, well, you know, this, she's lied to me. You know, how do you let go of that? How do you move on from, how do I ever trust this guy again? He could be out doing it again.
Yeah, right? It goes back to trusting in something greater than myself. And yeah. Going from this place of life is happening to me and getting out of that victim mentality and moving even, I moved into, after the victim mentality, I moved into, okay, life is happening for me, by me, right? I can control this because I can control my thoughts, which control my feelings, which control my results, my actions and my results. But even beyond that is life is happening through me. This is all happening for my highest and best good. What learning, what gem, what golden nugget or gift am I meant to receive through this experience? And once I learned to look at every situation in my life as an opportunity for me to grow and an answer to my prayers, right? Like these are all gifts. And once I unwrapped them and I could find them, it didn't matter what situation showed up. I knew it was meant for me to grow.
Well, I really commend your point of view and how you've switched it around into why did this happen to me? Who am I? Woe is me. What's going to happen to me in the future? How do I can I enter to a place of, wow, let me look at this. Let me look at myself. Let me look at my own strength, my own power, my own passion, my own self-worth and step into that. And I think that is, that's a major shift, that once a person can find that, they can actually let it go. They can move on. I think the story that was, you know, how do we move people out of their story? It's about him. Look what he did to me. I can't believe this. Look what he did to our family. It's all about him, you know. He lied, he cheated, he yelled at me, he did this, he did. Yeah, it's all about him. How do we move past that story? Because a lot of people stuck in those stories when that happens.
Well, it's a choice. It's a decision. You can decide simply to keep giving away your power. Like I saw it as, oh my goodness, I can blame him till the day I die, and he will hold that power for that entire time. That power meaning he can control with his behaviors, his words, even the way that he just shows up, my feelings, like in a nanosecond, right? And I'm like, wow, that's a lot of power I'm giving away to this person.
That's
so
right.
It was a decision I made to reclaim my power and say, I can choose to hate on you. I can choose to blame you. I can choose to be angry and resentful. And wow, that's a lot of energy I'm giving to someone who has hurt me. Instead, I'd rather take that power back and say, okay, where's my part? Let me see where I was, my beliefs aligned with this outcome. Let me see what I can do differently to show up differently and grow and reclaim that power for myself. So it was a power move, really, like an empowerment move, more than it was, I forgive you and everything will be okay. I'm not letting him off the hook. It was like, no, give me my power back.
Give me my power back, give me my emotions back. The thing you said though is I'm taking responsibility for my, you said I'm looking at my part, right? Because the victim doesn't usually look at their part. It's always something outside of them that is to blame. So once you took your power back by taking responsibility, okay, and you know, it's like, and I think the audience has to get this, okay, because it's not about you didn't go do something that he went out and drank. We have to remember that, okay? That's on him.
Yeah.
But it's that place where you looked at and you went, and I don't know if he was drinking or what he was doing, but whatever.
Doesn't matter.
It's that place where you went, well, what's my part in not seeing it, maybe? Okay. And what's my part in allowing these X, Y, Z behaviors to be there? You know, it's that part, right?
Yeah. Where was I enabling? Where was I turning a blind eye? Where was I? And really, it's where did my beliefs align with this outcome? That is a really profound question to ask ourselves, because my parents were divorced, right? So my dad and mom split before I was even one. I don't even have a recollection of them together. So he left. My uncle, he's not blood uncle, but a family friend. He was like my second father. He died when I was about 7 years old. And I felt like he abandoned me. So men leave me and men lie. And he lied to the family that he told me he felt sick, but he didn't tell anyone else. And then the next day he died. So I'm like, men lie and men leave. I didn't know I had that belief until I was bumping up against my own marriage ending. Yeah. And I was bumping up against the experience of my husband lying to me about his addiction. Yeah. So it really is this deeper even look of this belief system we hold.
Well, it's the family work. It's the family pattern work that you were able to, get on that quest to be able to look at some of the beliefs that are being instilled in you. And as a result, this is happening. And when we get back from the break, I want to talk about some of those beliefs that I think were instilled, at least in our society, where women are to be subservient to men, women don't have the same power as men, women aren't as smart as men, some of those things that are pretty subtle, but they sometimes not, but they definitely continue to show up, especially in a relationship that's codependent. So we'll be right back and we'll discuss that when we get back. And thank all of you for being here today. I pray that you'll pass this show on to those that you love and care about. And from my heart to yours, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable, and then you'll be able to do the impossible. Take care. Hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. As I probably say on so many shows, I'm very excited to do this show. This is going to be a show that's going to really change up people's way of thinking around commitment, around relationship, and around marriage. Listen, if you're in a situation right now where you're not 100% fulfilled in your relationships, your marriage, maybe you've got one foot in, one foot out. Maybe you're not 100% in anymore. Maybe things have kind of slowed down for you and you're feeling like, you know, why am I even doing this anymore, right? Well, a lot of people go through that. But a lot of people come out on the other side healthier, stronger, more vital. Their marriages are really stronger than they've ever been. Their relationships are stronger than they've ever been. Their commitments are stronger. All of that. But, you know, sometimes when we're in that place where we feel like it's hopeless, it seems like that's never going to happen. Well, I have an expert today on my show. We're going to take a deep dive into some of the beliefs, strategies, wisdom, the values that maybe will help you reconnect with and give you some of the tools that you can use to reconnect with yourself and then with your relationship in much greater ways. So if that's you, stay tuned. And if you're going, well, my relationship is going great now, well, you want to stay and listen to this show also, because we're going to give you some tips to how to take that relationship to a much higher level. All right, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to have my very special guest.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken DeFoster. I'm speaking with Samantha Kao, and she is a TEDx speaker. She's an author, and she's an esteemed relationship coach. Let me just, before we get to your book, because I want to get to your book in just a second here, that piece where those subtle beliefs, that I just mentioned about, you know, women are less than men in some capacity or need to be subservient to men. Did that come up for you at all when you were going through that? And I'm sure it comes up in the coaching sessions.
Yeah, it did come up at different points in our marriage. The subtle ways that it sounded like was my husband would come home one day. He came home one day and he was like, all my other coworkers' wives make them lunch make lunch for them. And the expectation of who's doing the cleaning and the cooking and the caring for the children was the subtle ways I felt. I mean, it may to other people may not feel so subtle, but it was really the subtle ways of this is still happening. The expectations, right?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say all my peers and all their wives make love to them lunch, and I don't know why I did that. It could have been that too. Yeah. You know, yeah. It could have been something like that. You know, and you know, so when that's happening to somebody, right, a woman, what's your advice to them about how to break that pattern?
I like to say curiosity is the key. Just get curious. Like, that's what I did with my husband. I said, where did this belief come from or this expectation come from that, you know, I'm supposed to make you lunch every day. I'm the one that needs to cook and clean and care for the kids when we both have jobs. We both are, right? At that point, we were both equally contributing and I was, you know, school and work and he was doing the same. So it was curiosity that helped us move through that because he didn't even know, oh, why do I think that? Do I believe that? Or is that something put on me by society?
And I think in a practical way, you know, if you're listening to this, get out your pen and paper, write down what you expect from your spouse. Okay. Just write it down. What do you expect? Right. And then maybe you turn those expectations into gratitude as opposed to expectations. Right. I mean, it's like, you know, from my point of view, I try to live with my wife. I don't try. We do. You know, if I have these, whenever I have an expectation, it seems to get me in trouble. I don't know about you, just saying. Okay. So it's, you know, for me to live a life of peace and harmony is a lot more important for me it's one of my values, than expecting things to happen that may or may not happen, right? Especially when we're talking about relationship. All right. I want to know your trade secret about rebuilding self-trust. But before I get there, you got this amazing book out here right now, and I'd like to put it up on screen so that everybody can see it. It might be my favorite cover of the year. It's so beautiful.
Thank you.
And it's called Finding Beauty in Your Broken Pieces. And the author, of course, is Samantha Cao. And for my listening audience, you can spell her last name, K-A-A-U-A. It's Hawaiian. So Judy and I used to live in Hawaii for a little bit. So hopefully I'm not doing your name too bad. But anyway, Finding Your Beauty in Your Broken Pieces. So before we get into rebuilding self-trust, why did you write this?
I wanted to share the principles that I've learned throughout my journey. And one of the models that, well, the main model that I created while I was working in substance abuse, while I was working as a marriage and family therapist, was a modality that I created called the Inner Mosaic. And this book cover is really a visual expression of the Inner Mosaic, the parts of ourselves within ourselves that we might find jagged and ugly, but they're all essential to creating this beautiful mosaic artwork of who we are. Like, we are the mosaic. And yeah.
Well, for some of my audience can't see this picture, but I encourage you to go to Amazon. And if you don't buy the book, you think it'd be a mistake, but at least go to Amazon and see this picture of this.
Yes.
I really believe that picture. I can see that in a, you know, in a very blown up fashion on a wall, right? And in your home or other women's home. You know, it's just so beautiful. I mean, it really is. I can, that's gorgeous. So good job on that. What are some of the benefits that my audience and your readers will get when they read the book?
Yeah, if you can see the subtitle, it's The Art and Science of Transforming Any Relationship. So this is not just a marriage book or a partnership book. I believe that everything is a relationship. You relate to the computer screen that we're looking at. You can relate to inanimate objects as well as nature, your home. You relate to the environment, like the weather, you relate to time and money. We relate to everything that we are experiencing in this world, including people. And so if you would love to change and transform your relationship, even with yourself, your body is a relationship, you relate to it. And you would like to transform any relationship in your life, the principles in this book that I wrote can support you with that. So yes, that's really why I think everyone can read this book.
Well, it just makes sense. And this is, you know, we're coming into a new age. You know, it's been launched, you know, a couple of years ago. The age of AI is here. And, you know, there's a lot of things that'll be, replaced and changed and what have you over the next 10 years. One of the things that will be increased is individuals with emotional intelligence. And so this book will help you to develop your emotional intelligence in greater ways. And if you don't have that, you're going to be really outplaced because most people are getting, we really need to step that up. And as we talked before, you know, the mind is over your emotions, right? What you focus on, you feel. So if you're not understanding all the principles around that, and building relationship is going to be the key in the next 10 years. It was big in the last decade. We really started coming into collaboration, but you think it was big then? It's going on steroids in the next few decades. Yeah. Really, it's just that's the name of the game of it. You know, you'll have. Let me see. You'll have the we talked about earlier in the show, the Apple Vision Pro, which takes you into a world only to yourself, or you'll have the collaboration and the connection. And you'll probably want more of that, especially if you're watching your world in a very small place. Anyway, my thought. Yeah. I can be totally wrong about that. Wow. All right. Let me get to that question. And by the way, you can get her book on Amazon. We did mention that. Tell us your trade secret about building self-trust.
Yeah, we touched on it earlier in regards to, I think this the key to, you know, saving a marriage is really building or rebuilding self-trust. But it's a beautiful segue because we just touched upon it a moment ago in my book, The Inner Mosaic Method. And really that method and model is to help you regain and rebuild trust within yourself. So the way I conceptualize it, just really quickly in a nutshell, is that we have all these different parts of ourselves that were born in during an impactful, strong, emotional, impactful moment in our lives. It doesn't have to be a trauma. It could be something really good, like you won an award or you made a new friend, you got married, had a kid, right? There's lots of different impactful moments in your life. And when these moments happen, it creates an imprint on our soul and a new part of ourselves are born. And if you don't understand and know these different parts of yourself, you can bump up against, you know, whether it's a stuck point, you can, or trigger in a relationship and not really know why it feels so heavy or why it's so aggravating or why you're so scared. This model will help you to build trust with all the different parts of yourself so that at any given moment, you're not going to be caught off guard by a part having an adult tantrum. I know that well. Or freaking out and freezing in fear. This is the key to building this self-trust. Yeah.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want. Just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
But, you know, here's the interesting point. A lot of people, if I said, you know, if you change yourself, your relationship will change. They go, what?
And that is so on point, by the way.
It's about both of us. He has to change or she has to change. It's not just about me, but how wrong you are.
I can explain that through science,
from
actually.
My experience.
Can I explain that for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah. Please, so I like to look at things through the lens of systems. I was professionally trained in marriage and family therapy, which we view the world through a lens of systems. And the most common example of a system is an ecosystem. We were all taught this growing up in school, what an ecosystem is. So most people can understand this analogy. Well, if you take one part of that ecosystem, say a species, an animal species, and it goes extinct, or maybe it even evolves. When that change occurs, the entire ecosystem must adjust for it to survive. And we are all survival species. We love surviving. We love, like, we want to adapt and evolve. So it is in our nature that when one part of the system changes, the rest of the system will rise up and also change. And your relationship with another person is a system. So you, being a change agent, in your relationship and you creating change in yourself will, I will guarantee it, change that relation, the way the two of you relate, it will change. And it could end in a what I call a completion of the relationship, but it will not be this nasty separation. You will know. It will be this calm, confident decision that both of you come to.
And, you know, and why? Okay, that's the science. Yes. I love it. Let me give you a little more science, okay, too, because, you know, thought and words hold energy.
Yes.
Okay? They hold energy. And when you're in a place where you've come to a sense of peace within yourself around the relationship, peace is an energy. Yes. It is a vibration.
Very high
It radiates in the environment. You've met people, maybe you're one of them, that can walk into a room of angry people and you bring a sense of peace in, and they come to you. They start the peace. What will happen is the lower vibration will always move towards the higher, yes, vibration if you can hold that higher vibration, yes, right? So it's there's a lot of science around this, a lot of neuroscience, a lot of, you know.
Yeah, physics.
We're just physics. Yeah, quantum physics, quantum mechanics. We're seeing all that and how it's really showing up with this vibration. So it's the vibration, the energy that you hold,
yes,
right? In fact, it was Nikola Tesla that said, if you want to understand the universe, understand energy and frequency, or energy, yes, and vibration, one of the two.
Yes.
Oh, maybe it was frequency and vibration, but whatever. Anyway, it's, you know, that's what we're doing here. You are raising your vibration. You are raising your frequency when you can let go of the past. We can stop living in the future. When you can be really comfortable with yourself in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And I love the point that you're making about it's the key is to be able to hold that vibration long enough so that they can match you. Right? I always say it's like boiling water. If you turn off the heat multiple times through that process, it's never going to boil. You will never create that phase change. So the goal with my clients is remain steady. Keep, yeah, that frequency, keep that vibration high, despite what's happening outside of you. So yes,
100%. Love it. You know, I had interviewed a lady that creates beauty in spaces, right? She creates all this beautiful energy in the environment, right? So all the, you know, all the outer. And she says, you know, people come in that environment and they feel it. And I said, yeah, they do. And, you know, but the key is that that's great. We feel that shift. When they walk out of the environment, how long do they hold the shift, right? And
yeah.
I would say, I've been a meditator for many decades. Same thing with meditation. You can go in, you can feel that energy. You can tune into those high frequencies. You can feel this deep sense of peace and bliss. But how long can you hold it? Right. So that's kind of what we're talking about, boiling the water, turning it off.
Yeah.
No, it's like come in the environment. The game is how long can you hold it?
Yeah. Yes.
The game I play myself too. Listen, we're out of time, man. Final thought. You got about 20 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. If nothing else, what you can take away from today is continue to increase your relationship with yourself. Learn to love and trust all parts of yourself and everything will change.
I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, Samantha. I really appreciate you showing up. It was an amazing show. Thank you. And thank all of you for being here today. I pray that you'll pass this show on to those that you love and care about. And from my heart to yours, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable. And then you'll be able to do the impossible. Take care.